two men plead guilty to acting as illegal Chinese agents in plot against Falun Gong. White Plains, New York, two men have pleaded guilty to acting as illegal Chinese agents in helping Beijing to further its suppression of the faith group Falun Gong in the United States. The pair, John Chen and Lin Feng from California, worked for months in 2023 with a Chinese official in a scheme to bribe the Internal Revenue Service to revoke the non-profit status of a New York-based organization run by Falun Gong practitioners. The spiritual belief, featuring meditation and principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, has faced a brutal suppression campaign in China. Millions of Falun Gong practitioners have experienced detention and torture, with an unknown number killed for state-directed forced organ harvesting. Under the direction of the Chinese official, Mr. Chen filed a defective whistleblower complaint with the IRS that contained rhetoric parroting vilifying propaganda that the Chinese regime used to justify the persecution. The two then paid $5,000 in cash bribes to an undercover officer disguised as an IRS agent, promising $50,000 for opening an audit on the nonprofit entity and 60% of any potential whistleblower award if the case came through. In a recorded call, Mr. Chen explicitly said that the bribe payments, which came from Chinese authorities, aimed to topple Falun Gong. "The Chinese leadership is very generous," he said during the call. Prosecutors at a July 25 court hearing for Mr. Lin said the targeted entity was upstate-based Qingyun Performing Arts, a classical Chinese dance and music company that each year performs globally and showcases China as it existed before communism. Many Qingyun artists practice Falun Gong, and the performance features segments depicting human rights abuses under the rule of the Chinese Communist Party, including the persecution of their faith. Beijing designated Falun Gong as one of the top five threats to its rule, a press release from the Justice Department states. In China, Falun Gong adherents face a range of repressive and punitive measures from the Chinese government, including imprisonment, the statement said. Mr. Chen and Mr. Lin each pleaded guilty to one count of acting as an unregistered foreign government agent and one count of bribing a public official. The two will be sentenced on the last 2 days of October, respectively. They each face a maximum of 25 years in prison, although the judge will consider the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors when issuing the penalty, according to the statement. The plea agreements show that the applicable sentencing range for Mr. Chen is between 24 to 30 months of imprisonment and a fine of $10,000 to $95,000. For Mr. Lin, the calculations from the sentencing guideline come to around 12 to 18 months of prison term with a fine ranging from $5,500 to $55,000. Both agree to forfeit $50,000, the value of proceeds from the offense on top of any possible fines. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York Damian Williams described the case as part of a malicious transnational repression attempts by foreign influences on American soil. John Chen and Lin Feng brazenly attempted to bribe an undercover agent they believe to be an IRS agent here in the United States on behalf of the PRC government in order to harass and intimidate the Falun Gong, a target of PRC repression, he said in a statement, using an acronym for Communist China's official name, the People's Republic of China. "Efforts such as this to repress free speech by targeting critics of the PRC in the United States will not be tolerated." Mr. Lin, a green card holder, wore a beige-colored prison uniform with his hands cuffed when appearing at the July 25 hearing. He recognized that the guilty plea could bear immigration consequences and lead to him being removed from the United States and denied future entry or citizenship. Mr. Lin described Mr. Chen as his boss, saying that they had discussed the plan together and he had helped facilitate a main meeting between Mr. Chen and the purported IRS official, although he didn't take part in the conversation. "While we worked together, I found that Chen works for important figures in the Chinese government and businesses," Mr. Lin said. He said that he was sometimes looped in the conversations between Mr. Chen and China-based individuals who expressed a desire to harm Falun Gong. The guilty plea announcement came just after U.S. authorities brought charges against a Florida man in the telecommunications sector for allegedly spying on Falun Gong practitioners and pro-democracy advocates in the United States. According to the indictment, the man, U.S. citizen Li Ping, was a cooperative agent for the Ministry of State Security, China's powerful secret intelligence agency, since at least 2012. Mr. Li has sent personal details of a St. Petersburg-based Falun Gong practitioner and two Israeli authors of a book concerning Falun Gong under the instruction of a Chinese intelligence officer in Wuhan, the indictment said. Kara Ding and NTD's Flora Hua contributed to this report.